working on a research paper, you are the end result is you're proving something about that paper. So, as part of that, you need to have some guiding questions for your paper. Warden, you get to choose one of these two pieces of paper for your topic that we're researching.
Oh yeah, we're doing this one, I forgot. Yeah, I left the paper.
And then you need to tell me what it is. Polio, okay. The other one was measles. Guess you're gonna research it and find out. Okay, so here is my way I'm staying organized. So Warden is doing polio. Why won't you space? I want a space bar here. Why won't you go, my chickadee?
I saw that over by the bench. I put it in my lap.
We're not going to go there.
And don't blame me for our young
sister. Let it go. Let it go. Another comment and you'll both be in trouble. Thank you. Okay, I don't know why it's not letting me do this. I'm going to write polio there if it'll let me type. Wow, what's going on here? It won't let me type. I'm going to write a note that you have polio. Warden.
Oh, that's the thing that rats
polio. Say again?
Is that the thing rats gave us?
Rats, I don't think have anything to do with it.
Oh.
Okay, some questions that you'll want to answer to guide your research is, drum roll please, is your disease deadly? You might want to research if your disease is deadly. You might want to research, is your disease treatable? You might want to research, is your disease preventable? You might want to research, can your disease make you feel miserable? And the last one, based on the symptoms and bad things you might feel during an illness with this disease, would you want to get this disease? Why or why not?
Why would you put these on?
Well, these are the things that you're looking for when you're doing your research. And then the final thing, if you could prevent this illness, would you want to?
Of course.
Okay, so those are different things that you want to be researching, okay? And there should 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I'll just delete one of those spaces. No, okay. All right, so those are different things that when you're doing your research that you should be kind of answering to guide your proof of what this topic is. Yes.
Want me to go a diagram or a temple?
Diagram. Unfortunately for you, Warden, you're going to have to listen to last week's lecture to even know what's going on.
Oh, okay.
So that piece of paper I gave you, you might need to go get that and start working on that.
Okay. I didn't have time yesterday, sorry.
Okay.
I didn't have time
yesterday. Yes.
My thing will open.
Click OK. Go to File. Go to My Disease, Corbin. Open. Unable to open this file. That's handy. Why do you suppose that's happening?
I don't know. I didn't do it.
Let me see if I can open it.
Okay, come on. Reload.
Okay.
I can't do it. I don't have any internet still, just like last time.
Corbin.
Yes.
What? I mean, you're going to have to quickly retype some of this stuff.
Yes.
Okay, so go to File, New. I will leave mine open and show you what you did. Let's wiggle some cords for you, Miss Kylie.
Yeah, because this happened last time too.
Where did you save yours?
Right in this computer.
It's in this drive.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, try it now. There's a red light now.
Nope.
If you put, is it deadly? Where would you put that?
Well, wouldn't that be a good idea to create a category for that?
Mm-hmm.
You know what, like in one of these?
It's working.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So wouldn't it be, when it's talking about the what is it maybe part of the description? Is it a deadly disease? Is it a treatable disease? Is it a, I can go to that view to show you the questions again. And then I'm going to try to put both things up so both you and Corbin can see. Okay. Follow the directions and get in there. Let's see if we can make this bigger. I want my text to be bigger. WebMD should be a pretty good one. Can't put all of these on here, but that's a start. Okay. And then, Corbin, can you see enough of this? Okay. All right.
Can I go to the bathroom?
Yes, you may.
Is it miserable? Does it make you feel miserable?
That was one of them, yep.
Miserable
would be like itchy, swelling, sweaty, hot, blisters, you know, things like that, I think is what I would think. You have to double click it.
Oh, I know.
Click the correct date, which would have been the 10th, May 10th.
No.
Part 1. May 10th, Part 1. Under 5th and 6th grade computers. There's Part 1, 2, and 3.
I'm just gonna guess because there's nothing that says that you make it miserable. But I'm just gonna say that you're vomiting frequently.
Well, so here's the thing. You're gonna find all of your data through your research, yes. But then you have to analyze what you looked up. You have to think about what you looked up and you have to form your own opinion.
Yeah.
So it's up to you to decide, whoa, that sounds miserable. I'm talking to you, Abby. Are you listening?
Yes.
Okay. So it's kind of, you're doing the research. You have to decide, whoa, this would be miserable. I don't ever want to get that. Or, that doesn't sound too bad. It'd be okay. You have to take the data you find from your research and formulate it. You have to put it together to build your opinion to write in your paper. That's why I said you need to ask some guiding questions. Is your disease deadly? Will it kill you? Because I remember somebody, I think it was Jackson, saying that, yeah, mine doesn't look that bad, but it'll kill you. It's pretty bad. It's pretty serious. Doesn't look like much, but it is deadly. Okay? Meanwhile, I believe it was Abby, was like, oh my God, that's so horrible. Oh my God. But will it kill you?
No.
I don't know.
It can.
It can? Okay? So what you have to figure out is, how's this all fit in the big picture? Okay? And so that's why I added the guiding questions. Are you done with this enough that I can close this and reopen this whole picture yet?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
My disease is very, very bad.
Okay. So this, I can make big. Okay, now I'm going to make that view smaller again. So don't just get caught in looking at pictures. Read data. Yes, some pictures will help you understand your disease, but it's probably not the best thing to spend your time looking at. Yes. Yes, you may.
Oh, I feel bad for these people. Mouth disease, I'll show you in a sec.
I am going to close this and reopen it because I cannot figure out what I did. Have you saved yours again now? Save it as the same name and then replace the existing.
It is. Okay.
Alright, why is this so big now? Oh, somehow I got the shade back up. Okay. Alright, so these are some questions that will guide your research. Did you wash your hands? I could hear it.
Me too.
It's all good. Oh, maybe just turn it down a little bit.
So there's a bunch of different kinds of meningitis. What kind do you want me to look at? There's bacterial, viral.
Maybe
fungal.
You can use that as part of your description, that there are multiple different kinds. And then some are deadlier than others. Maybe that's a direction you could go.
I think bacterial meningitis is probably less deadly because all you need is to kill early antivirus.
Okay.
Save,
go to File, Save As.
No, I mean save links.
Oh, click one time here.
Oh, that's right.
And then copy and paste. Remember that anything that you think you are going to use for important data, you have to document the source that you took it from. Remember, you need to copy and paste the website.
So
that you don't steal somebody else's work.
I have so many websites and bubbles that they're just getting out, like, my website's so big.
So I'm going to show you something real quick that might help you with organizing that. You might want maybe the websites can be a different color, and maybe your more important stuff, if I hold the shift key down, or excuse me, the control key down, I can make my main topics. Maybe I can still... Oh, you do have to hold the shift key down and point to all of them, and all of them will have the handles, and then you can go to effects, and then you can change fill colors, and so you could make those main topics stick out more, and then you can stay organized that way.
Okay.
Then maybe your subtopics, maybe make a different color by holding the shift key down and selecting them, and maybe your subtopics could be in effects, go to fill color. Maybe those could be a different color. And then you could stay organized what your topics are versus your resources.
Okay.
I'm not worried about you making these picture perfect. These are going to be used when we're ready. We're going to go to outline, and you won't see any of that color stuff. Okay? Yes. Yes, you sure may. You sure could.
Okay.
Way to think your way through a problem. That right there is called problem solving. I've got a mess. How can I organize it to make sense?
How do you disconnect them?
How do you disconnect them?
Yeah, how do you disconnect the bubbles?
You just take this and delete.
Oh, wow, that's easy.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
But you might want to make a bubble that says links and then have each one.
Okay.
Here's another thought. This link goes with symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you need to have symptoms so that you don't lose track of why you looked at that website.
Okay.
My goal is for you to write 3 to 5 paragraphs.
This is so hard.
You can't connect your bubbles?
So what, can I try to go?
Click here.
There's
and
one
go link. Now point to this one right there. Click. Okay.
One kind of meningitis that doesn't even have a cure.
Really?
Causes cancer.
Oh wow.
Oh no, cancers can cause it.
Oh, okay. So if you feel like you've got enough research to start your paper, you can start writing your, looking at your outline and start typing what your paper is. Okay?
In Word.
Actually, yeah. You guys don't have emails, do you?
No, I do.
If you want to use Google Docs, that might be the best way, because if you can access Google Docs, maybe use Google Docs, because then you don't have to worry about saving it. It will be wherever you go.
Then I'll have to do that on my computer.
You don't have to.
Oh, okay.
I'm not asking more than anybody else.
I feel like Google Docs is just easier to me, though.
It is, because you don't have to remember to save.
Yeah. But
and you can access it from anywhere that has internet. Yes.
The bad thing is, like, I sometimes